各位兄弟姊妹，早晨，你好。我未开始讲，今日咧就想介绍我个家庭俾你哋。我有一个老婆，一个啫，唔系两个，一个啫。佢个名字就叫 Debbie or Deb， 你可以叫佢Deb 牧師或陳太，佢嘅中文名叫做葉德順，佢做係會計師 ，and then 我哋結咗婚差唔多31年到。我一個仔，佢嘅名叫做 Chris， 佢嘅中文名係陳萬威，佢25歲，佢今年咧5月尾咧就畢業，E4。我咁多今日咁多中文講啦，我俾 Hanson 幫我哋翻譯。As some of you know, in the last part of 2017, I've been on a sabbatical.
有啲人都知道喺2017年尾嘅時候有一個安息年假。
My wife, my son, and I were not here with you as we've been visiting other churches, churches of all sizes, shapes, and even surroundings.
我嘅太太、兒子同埋我自己都唔喺你哋當中，因為我哋去咗其他教會度參觀。其他教會有唔同嘅大小，有唔同嘅情況，同埋參觀佢哋周圍嘅環境。
We went to a small inner city church, about 50 people, with a focus on ministering to the poor, to the marginalized, those who are coming on or off of addictions and life's challenges. And we were very touched by their love for others.You know, loving people in the places where they were at with the unconditional love of Christ.
我哋去咗啲小城市嘅教会，大概有50人聚会，佢哋集中喺服侍一嗰啲穷人或者系边缘化嘅人，亦都帮助一啲离开咗或者仲喺毒瘾里边，甚至喺生活里边好艰难嘅人。我哋非常之感动，睇到佢哋对人献出无私基督嘅爱。
We went to large churches with multiple congregations, multiple services, professional worship leaders, professional singers and musicians, and choirs that were very, very impressive. You know, they were extremely color coordinated too. One week they were dressed in blue, another week they were dressed in brown and gray.
我哋去過啲好大型嘅教會，佢哋好多嘅會眾，甚至好多堂嘅崇拜，有好專業嘅敬拜團隊、專業嘅歌手、音樂家、合唱團嘅聲音非常令人印象深刻，甚至用啲好好嘅顏色嚟到協調，有陣時用一啲嘅氣球，有時用其他嘅裝飾。
We went to medium-sized churches of different denominations.
我哋都去過啲中型嘅教會，唔同宗派嘅教會。
Different cultures.
唔同文化嘅教会啦。
Different ways of doing things.
唔同做事方式嘅教会。
We went to churches in the states to the south of us.
去到美国南部一啲嘅教会。
Churches to the east in the prairies.
喺东部大草原一啲教会。
Churches downtown.
喺市中心嘅教会啦。
And churches in the suburbs as well.
喺郊外嘅一啲教会。
We heard some great sermons.
听过一啲好好嘅讲道。
Experienced some great services.
甚至咧喺一啲好嘅崇拜。
And been in some great auditoriums.
好靓嘅建筑物里面。
But in the end,
最后咧
，having experienced all these things over the past few months.
喺过去呢几个月嘅经历之后
，having worshipped in other churches and congregations with other believers.
同其他嘅弟兄姊妹一齐敬拜过。
Having met the wonderful people and the pastors that lead these faith communities.
遇见喺一啲嘅社区里边一啲好出众嘅人。
I want to borrow a line from classical music, The Wizard of Oz, from the character Dorothy when she says, "There's no place like home."
我想引用《绿野仙踪》里边主角 Dorothy 讲过嘅一句说话：冇一个地方好似屋企一样。
I mean, really, Deb and I really mean it from the bottom of our hearts. There is no place like home.
真正嘅喺阿 Deb 同埋我嘅心中，真系觉得冇嘢冇地方好似屋企一样。
Praise Lands Church, we've missed you those 3 months.
We
miss your warmth, your love, your embrace, your faces, your kindness, and your food. No one does food like Praise Lands Church. And the first week that my wife and I were back, we were treated by PHB to a wonderful luncheon for pastors and elders. Thank you for giving us those 3 months, that time away from ministry, so that we can be ministered to by others. We value those 3 months and have received some restoration, some rest, some renewal in the meantime. You know, at first, in the beginning of October, as I was contemplating the time that I was going to take off, I was actually thinking to myself, do I really need a 3-month sabbatical break?
起初我準備起飛的時候,我都在想,我究竟是不是真的需要這幾個月的休息呢?
I mean, I'm a tough, hard-working, resilient Asian man.
我是一個很艱苦、勤奮和有活力的亞洲人來的。
I can probably just soldier on and continue on year after year in pastoral ministry.
我大概可以好像一個戰士一樣,一年一年地戰鬥,作牧養的工作。
However, about 3 weeks into my sabbatical, I couldn't believe how tired I was emotionally, physically, spiritually, psychologically, after 14 years of doing ministry, how much I needed the break.
然而在我开始了休息三个礼拜之后,我没办法相信,原来过去14年里面,我是多么在情绪、身体、心灵和心理上,有多么累,还有多么需要休息。So
thank you for allowing us to take that. Now, during my sabbatical, I was asking God to reveal certain things to me. Things that He would want to speak to me about in regards to myself, my family, and my church. And so I want to share with you today just a few of these things. There are many, but I just want to narrow it down to 3 things today. First, an emphasis on relationship. Jesus said this in John 15. He said, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command, Jesus said. Love each other.
在约翰福音里面，耶稣说：以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事。我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子常存。使你们奉我的名，无论向乎求什么，他就赐给你们。我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。
I have called you friends, Jesus said. Love each other.
耶稣说我乃称你们为朋友,和彼此相爱。
And so in November, we visited a church in Florida in which we had set up a few appointments ahead of time to talk to some of the staff that were there because we wanted to learn from them how they do church.
在11月份的时候,我们去佛罗里达州一间的教会,我们预先准备好几个的约会,去会见一些的职员,因为我们很想向他们学习,他们怎样来到去侍奉一间教会的。
What is it that made their ministry fruitful?
有什么令到他们的侍奉这么有果效呢?
And so Deb and I took a red-eye flight to Florida. We had a stop over in Toronto. We slept at the airport, we boarded an early plane to Orlando, we arrived just after noon, we rented a car, we checked into the hotel, we drove to the church.
我Deb和我坐夜機去佛羅里達州,中途在多倫多停留一晚,在飛機場睡覺,第二早上搭早機去奧蘭道,然後立刻租車,駕去酒店,接著我們就立刻駕去教會那裡。
When we arrived at the church, I was all ready to go and not waste any time, but to make the most of the 2 hours that we had with each of these various people in the different departments and the different ministries.
一去到教会的时候,为了不要浪费时间,想充足地利用我的两个钟头,立刻就想和这些不同部门的人去会面了。As
we met with some of the people, and I'll show you a picture, this is Pastor Gus on the right-hand side, and also Matt, who's next to him.
我们遇见这两个人，右手边的是Gus 牧师，和隔壁那个叫做 Matt。
And instead of getting down to business right away, they actually took the time to tell us their story.
他们没有立刻谈及公事，反而他们告诉我们他们自己的故事。
We didn't know this, but they were going through a major transition in the church. Their senior pastor, whom they loved dearly, had just left the church. And then others started to leave. And it was a very, very difficult time for them as they were going through a real soul-searching process.
我们其实都不知道原来他们教会正在经历很大的转变。他们的主任牧师刚刚离开了，然后有其他人也都离开教会，他们正在经历一个很困难的时间，是一个属灵上面寻求的时间。
We felt their pain.
我们感觉到他们的痛苦。
We felt their struggle.
感觉到他们的挣扎。
And then they asked us for our story.
然后他们问及我们的故事。
And that took up about half the time.You see, in our Asian culture, we're so very efficient. We're so very task-oriented. We need to slow down and to hear one another's stories. We need to slow down and take interest in each other's lives.
在我们亚洲的文化里面，我们很喜欢是做事很快的，要高效率和用完成任务的方式来做事，很难叫我们放慢下来去彼此听对方的故事，但我们就需要来到彼此听对方的故事和关注彼此的生活。
And so after we had a chance to hear one another's stories, our hearts bonded together, you know, as we felt the love of God for each other.
我们听完对方的故事之后，我们的心连在一起，因为我们都感觉到神的爱。
The Lord united us spiritually.
神的灵联合了我们。
That evening, we had dinner with the senior pastor who just left the church and his wife, and they were exactly the same.
然后那晚我们同他是主任牧师会面，和他的太太吃饭。
And so although they had really good programs in their church, and they were very involved in the community in which they were at, we found out the key to their success. Relationship. Relationship was the key to their success.
关系就是成功的关键。
Everything they did, you know, was hinged on their relationship with one another.
所有他们做的事呢，都是同他们同的关系是有关的。
Their relationship with those both inside the church and those outside the church.
同教会内外的关系有关呢。
Their relationship with the community, with the city officials, with outside organizations.
同社区的关系、城市官员的关系和其他的组织的关系呢？
You see, they did not develop programs as much as they developed the people.
他们培养人呢，是多过胜过他们去建立教会的
节目。And their relationships with people.
同他们的关系，同人的关系。
I mean, who were we to them, to these, to the senior pastor and his wife? Who were we to them? They didn't know us.They had just met us, but they took interest in us.
我意思是，我和 Deb 究竟是他们的边个啫？他们为什么这么热心的来到想和我们建立关系呢？
Just before meeting with them, Deb and I found out that the pastor on the right, he was actually President Obama's spiritual advisor when Obama was in office as president.
在跟他会面之前，我们才发觉原来这个的主任牧师呢，是前总统奥巴马的属灵顾问之一。
And so he would often pray for and with President Obama.
他经常跟总统一起祈祷和为总统来到祈祷。
So we joke around with people that we actually know President Obama.
所以他认识总统。
Or else we know someone who knows him.
You
see, Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 35, By this, everyone will know that you're my disciples, if you love one another.
在约翰福音，耶稣这样说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
We need to go deeper with our relationships, not just wider or bigger with our programs.
我们要跟弟兄姊妹之间建立更加深厚的关系，而不是在我们的活动里面做得更加大型，更加好看。
In a similar way, our relationship with Jesus needs to be the same. Jesus should not be the means to the end.
同样的方式，我们跟主耶稣的关系都一样，主耶稣不应该是我们达到目标的手段。
A lot of times we go to Jesus as our means to the end. That is, we go to him and we use him to help us to reach a certain goal, a desired outcome, an answered prayer.
很多时候我们用耶稣作为我们达到目的的手段，其实我们是为了要达到我们的目的，我们用祂来帮助我们。
But rather, Jesus should be our end goal alone.
但是其实耶稣基督本身应该就是我们自己的目标。
We go to him in order to get to know him more, so that our ultimate goal, our ultimate end,is intimacy with Jesus, a spiritual friendship with him.
我们其实应该去到他那里跟他多些的亲近，了解他多些，最终的目标是为了跟耶稣保持很亲密的关系。
You see, our spiritual anointing, our spiritual authority comes from our spiritual intimacy with the Lord.
我们跟主耶稣属灵的感动和权柄是来自我们跟主耶稣亲密的关系的。
It says in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed.
马可福音这样讲过，耶稣次日早晨天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去在那里祷告。
Jesus had a friendship. He had a relationship. He had an intimacy with the Father.
主耶稣同天父有着好深厚嘅亲密嘅关系。
As Christians, our spiritual anointing, our spiritual authority comes only from our spiritual intimacy with Jesus, a closeness with the Lord.
作为一个基督徒，我们属灵的感动、权柄和能力，应该都是来自透过和耶稣基督有亲密的关系，和上帝父神有亲密的关系。
As I reflect on this, I believe that leaders, we tend to move in our own power, in our own strength sometimes. You know, we're action-oriented. And so often, we do not take the time to slow down, to pause.
正如我有阵时反思，属灵嘅领袖好多时倾向都依靠自己嘅能力，佢哋以行动为导向，所以通常咧都唔会花时间慢落嚟、暂停，甚至祈祷。
And to pray.
要祈祷。
But we need to, brothers and sisters, we need to hear the voice of Jesus in our everyday lives.
但我哋需要喺生活里边听到主耶稣嘅声音。
To see him and to relate to him. And that should be enough for us because he is our end goal.
见到他和我们产生关系，因为这个就是我们的目标。
First, an emphasis on relationship. Relationship with others, to love one another.
第一，首先刚刚讲的就是强调关系，和其他人的关系。
Relationship with the Lord, the intimacy with Jesus as being our ultimate end, not the means to the end.
同埋同主耶稣嘅关系，同主耶稣保持亲密嘅关系，让佢作为我哋最终嘅目的，而唔系咧为咗达到目的嘅一个手段。
And then second, I sense the Lord saying to me, a culture of prayer.
第二点就系看重祈祷。
You know, my sabbatical, I heard a pastor say to us as church leaders that we need to go from a church with no prayer to a church with prayer to a church of prayer, a culture of prayer.
在我安息年的休假的期间，有听到牧师这样跟我讲，他说作为教会领袖呢，我们需要从一个没有祈祷的教会变成一个有祈祷的教会，甚至直接变成一个祷告的教会。
A church where everybody prays, not just the pastor, not just the CMO, not just the elders, but a church where everybody prays, a culture of prayer in the church.
一个人人都会祈祷的教会，不是只是牧师、司母或者是长老，而是每个人都会祈祷，建立一个祈祷文化。
And so as I reflect on the role of the senior pastor, the role is not just being a CEO or a CFO or even a COO, whatever that is, but also a CIO.
我在思考主任牧师的角色，主任牧师的角色的时候，我知道呢，我的角色并不是只是一个 CEO 一个总裁，或者 CFO 一个财务总监，或者是一个 COO 营运总监，而是一个 CIO。
What's a CIO you may ask?
你可能问什么是 CIO 呢？
Well, some of you may know it as being a chief investment officer, but in my definition, a CIO is a chief intercessory officer.One who prays to and listens to God.
可能你哋有啲人认为 CIO 嘅意思系投资总监，但系咧喺我嘅定义里边咧，我觉得系一个主要嘅代祷者，一个向神祈祷同埋聆听嘅人。
Now don't get me wrong, the whole church prays.
唔好误会我嘅意思，其实每一个人喺教会里边都需要祈祷。
But the senior pastor leads the church in prayer with zeal, with consistency.With humility and with faith.
但是呢，我意思是主任牧师是应该带着热诚、一致的心、谦卑和信心来带领整个教会去祈祷。
You see, what I've observed in other churches in my sabbatical is that it's not about power, but about prayer. It's not about position, but about prayer. It's not about personality, it's about prayer.
我在其他教会观察到的是，教会不是在乎权力，乃是在乎祈祷；不是在乎职位，是在乎祈祷；也都不是在乎个性，乃是在乎祈祷。
The senior pastor's power, spiritual power and anointing, his position, his personality comes from his prayers to God.
主任牧师的属灵的权力，他的感动，他的地位和个性应该是来自向神祈祷的。
In my visit to a church in Manitoba when we were on a sabbatical, I heard the senior pastor describe his church in this way.
我去到探访一间曼尼托巴省的一个教会的时候，主任牧师这样来到描述他的教会。
He said this, he said, we were a church with no prayer.
我们从前一间没有祈祷的教会。
You see, 22 years ago, he entered a ministry that had three church splits in the past 5 years.
在22年前，他刚刚开始在那里侍奉的时候，那间教会刚刚经历了在过去五年里面有三次的分裂。
The church of 150 was totally divided. Programs were shut down. They were financially in trouble. Half of the board was about to resign. Things were not looking good.
教会里面150个人开始分散，事工要停止，经济面临压力，长议会一半的人要辞职，情况绝对不妙。
And so he spent long hours praying to God and asking God for wisdom. And then God impressed upon his heart to start a prayer meeting.
他花了很长的时间祈祷求问神应该要怎样做，神提示他要开始一个祈祷会。
However, after many months, it did not catch on, as people were not inspired to pray.
但是很多个月之后呢，会众依然没被启发，觉得需要祈祷啊。
Discouraged and restless, he asked the Lord permission to cancel the prayer meeting.
他感到气馁不安，求主的允许，希望呢，让他取消祈祷会。
But it was denied.
但是呢，主拒绝了。
He did receive hope, however,that the answer was just around the corner.
但是呢，他其实感到有希望，好像答案呢，即将要来到这样。
In the same period of time, his wife had developed a major nasal and sinus problem, which led to a series of operations. She had 10 operations in total.
在同一个时间，他的妻子有严重的鼻和鼻窦的问题，导致呢要一连串的手术，有十次的手术那么多。
She had to be cut from ear to ear and her skin pulled back in order for the doctors to do the operations.
他要呢是从一只耳仔切割到另一只耳仔那边，然后呢将皮肤拉下来试图呢去解决个问题。
This almost ended in her death.
差不多令到他要死。
But the church began to pray.
但教会开始祈祷了。
They became desperate.In their prayers to God,
甚至好着急嘅向神嚟到祈祷
，to rely on and to put their faith and trust in God,
依靠同埋仰望神嘅祈祷嚟仰望神。
And through this extremely difficult time, God was using this pastor's wife to root prayer in the life of the church.
在这段这么困难的时间，神就藉着他妻子的情况，将祈祷的心扎根在教会里面。
Today, 22 years later, they're a vibrant church of 4,500 people in a city of only 15,000 people. So 30% of the people in that city go to that church.
在22年后今天，他们成为一间充满活力的教会，在一个只有15,000人的城市里面，他们竟然有4,500个的会众，大概是该城市三分之一的人口。
They went from a church with no prayer to a church with prayer because they had a prayer meeting to a church of prayer, a culture of prayer where everybody prays.
他们从一间没有祈祷的教会变成一间有祈祷的教会，甚至直接变成一间祈祷的教会，是一种祈祷文化，人人都祈祷的教会。
God had used them to bless the community, and not only the city and community in which they're located, but thousands of pastors and church leaders go to experience what a church that's renewed by God through prayer looks like.
上帝用他们来祝福不单止是附近的城市和社区，甚至成千上万的牧师领袖去体验一个由神通过祷告来更新的教会的样子是怎样。
Now, while I was at this church for a conference I was attending last October, there was a portion of the weekend that was focused on being set free from our sins and from the issues of our past.
在10月份参加这个教会会议的时候，在周末的其中一部分时间，我们是集中在处理我们过去的罪恶和问题，从那里释放出来。
It was at this time that I met Victor and Joanne.
在这个时候呢，我遇见到 Victor 和 Joanne.
They had come to seek God for something in their lives.
他们来到神面前呢，想寻求一些东西。
At first, I didn't know what the situation was, but I was led to pray with Victor during the breakout sessions over a period of the 2 days when we were divided up to pray.
起初我都不知道是什么来的，不过在会议的两天期间，祈祷的时段里面，我被分派到跟 Victor 一起祈祷。
In that time, as we shared, Victor told me that he and Joanne were divorced a few years ago because of her extramarital affair with another man.
在我们分享的时候， Victor 告诉我，他和 Joanne 在几年前离了婚，因为 Joanne 在外面有跟另一个男人有婚外情。
However, the Lord was starting to speak to them, especially individually,as they started coming back to church with the two young kids that they had together.
当他们呢要两个一起带他们两个孩子回教会的时候，神呢开始个别地来到跟他们讲说话。
Over the period of 2 days as we prayed, I could see something was happening in his life.
在我们祈祷的两日期间，我可以看到有一些事在他生命中发生。
The bitterness, the betrayal that he had felt,which led to their separation and then divorced a few years ago, is he bottled it up all inside of him, was not being dealt with, but was now being dealt with God in prayer.
在几年前他感到的痛苦和被背叛引致他们离婚，因为他将这些东西全部储起了，以致他自己无法处理，但是现在他靠着祈祷，上帝帮他处理着。
And as we prayed, the Spirit of God brought more and more conviction into his heart, and he began to forgive his wife, Joanne, for her wrongdoing, for her sin, for all the things that he had blamed her for.
当我们祈祷的时候，上帝的灵在这里感动他，令他越来越信服，并且他开始饶恕他的妻子 Joanne 以前的错误和罪。
And he finally released it all to God.
他最终释放所有的这些交给神的手上。
And then he told me as we're leaving, as we're ending the conference, that he plans to marry, or actually he plans to remarry Joanne again, so that they could come back together as a family.
当我们离开这个会议的时候， Victor 告诉我，他打算跟 Joanne 再结婚，再在一起重新建立家庭。
I was so thrilled to hear that I asked him, you know, let me know.You know, when that day comes, call me, email me, let me know so I can rejoice with you at the good work that God is doing in your lives.
我感到非常的激动，因为呢，我希望呢，他到时告诉我听，因为我会为神在他身上面所做的好事而感到兴奋，叫他要告诉我听，电邮给我，打电话给我。
And then as the conference was ending, I experienced something truly spectacular.
在会议结束的时候，我见证到一件非常之壮观的事。
You see, the church has a monthly prayer time, a monthly prayer meeting for the whole church that has 1,300 people attending it each month.
講緊教會每個月咧都有成間教會一齊嘅祈禱時間，通常大概1,300人嚟到參加。
Those attending it were people from the fellowship groups, from the small groups, and they would come and take part of it as their regular weekly activity at the month end.
團契弟兄姊妹啦，小組弟兄姊妹都會嚟參加，而佢哋咧都喺其中嚟幫手侍奉。
We worshipped, we gave thanks to God together, and we prayed for the church, we prayed for the city, and we prayed for the country.
我哋会一齐崇拜，一齐感谢神，为到教会呢个城市同埋国家嚟到祈祷。
And at the end, they asked those of us who were pastors from another church to stand, you know, so that we can be prayed for.
最后咧，佢叫我哋呢啲来自其他地方嘅牧师咧，企起身嚟到为我哋祈祷。
Normally, when people are being prayed for, you know.You see pastors and elders come around people. You see elders and pastors come around praying and anointing others, right?
通常你見到咧都係牧師同埋長老嚟到祈禱嘅時候咧，按手同埋抹油喺一啲嘅人身上，係咪啊？
But no, not in this church.
但係唔係喎？呢間教會唔係咁嘅。
It was the teens.
係啲年青人。
It was the college students.
大學生。
Who prayed and anointed us as pastors?
他们为我们按手和抹油祈祷。
Not the elders.
不是那些长辈啊。
This was the norm.
这个是他们的常态。
It's no big deal because they've been doing it ever since they were young.
这个没什么大不了，因为他们原来自小就开始这样的了。
Even though as they were very young, they were brought up in a culture of prayer in the church.
他们年少的时候就已经是成长在一个祈祷文化的教会里面。
And they have seen its reality, its effectiveness in the church.
并且亲眼看到这些事的真实性和有效。
You see, in the history of the church, renewal has always come through prayer.
你知道教会的历史里面，更新经常都是透过祈祷来实现的。
Acts chapter 1:14 says this.
《使徒行传》一章十四节嗰度话：，这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣嘅母亲玛利亚，并耶稣嘅兄弟，都同心合意地行切祷告。
And then Acts chapter 4, I'll read this in English first. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. After they prayed.The place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly.
第四章路提到，他们听见了，就同心合意地高声向神说：主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
Imagine the power of a praying pastor.
想象一下一个牧师祈祷的力量。
The power of a praying elder, a praying leader.
想象一下祈祷的长老他的力量，或者属灵领袖他的力量。
The power of a praying couple, a praying family.
想象一下一对夫妇或者他家庭祈祷的力量。
The power of praying next generation of young people, the next generation of the church.
想想下我们下一代年轻人祈祷他的力量是怎样
An emphasis on relationship.
第一我们强调关系
A culture of prayer.
第二看重祈祷
And then third, I felt the Lord saying to me during my sabbatical, a heart of obedience to God.
第三样就是看重顺服
you know, As leaders, as people who seem,who serve the Lord in whatever capacity,Our greatest need is not more learning. It is not more training in leadership or theology.
作为一个领袖，我们将自己所有都拿出来奉献神的时候，原来我们最需要的，并不在领导或者神学上面有更多的学习，更多的培训。
The life of Moses is a good example. Moses had the best training possible in all of Egypt, in all of Pharaoh's court.
摩西的生命就是一个最好的例子。摩西在当时埃及可以接受到最好的教育、最好的训练。
But he failed miserably as a leader by taking matters into his own hands.
但是他失败得很惨。他作为一个领袖，他将事情摆在自己的手里面。
In fact, most leaders today fail not because of their lack of education, not because of their lack of degrees, but because of character issues.
很多时今日一样，很多的领导失败不是因为缺乏教育，不是因为缺乏学位，而是性格的问题。
Think of the leaders in your own sphere of life.
想想你自己生活圈子里面的领袖。
God put Moses in the wilderness not to teach him leadership skills, but to form his character.
神将摩西放在旷野那里，不是为了要教他领导的技能，而是要塑造他的品格。
You see, a lot of times we talk about whether we can trust God.
你知道很多时候我们都问我们可不可以信得过神啊？
I heard someone say that the real question is not whether we can trust God, but whether God can trust us. Us.
我们听到的问题，真正的问题不是我们可不可以信得过神，而是神可不可以信任得过我们。
Isn't that so true?
是不是很真啊？
If you're a leader, the question is not whether you can trust God, but whether God can trust you.
如果你是领袖的话，问题不是你可不可以信得过神，而是神可不可以信任你。
You see, before God will give us more leadership responsibilities, He will develop those He can trust.
你知道神咧要建立一个领袖嘅时候，俾佢更多责任嘅时候咧，佢会先建立佢所信任嘅人。
And it took 40 years before God could trust Moses.
神花咗40年嘅时间嚟到训练摩西。
His response, Moses' response at the burning bush 40 years later was much different than his early years as a leader.
40年后在燃烧的荆棘里面，摩西对神的回应和他之前做领导的时候真是截然不同。
I believe that Moses learned most of this in the wilderness, having a heart of obedience to God.
我相信都是摩西在大多数学习在旷野里面的时候培养到一颗信服神的心。
Another person we can look at is David in the Bible.
另一个人我们在圣经里面可以看看就是大卫了。
Acts chapter 13 verse 22 says this, After removing Saul, he made David their king. God testified concerning him, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do.
圣经使徒行传这样讲，他既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他作见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
Whenever I read this Bible verse before, I had always focused on the first half of the verse, a man after my own heart. And so I say to God, I want to be like that. I want to be a man after God's own heart.
当我读到呢节圣经嘅时候，每一次我嘅注意力都集中喺前半部嘅圣经，佢讲到话，他是合我心意的人，我好想成为一个合神心意嘅人啊。
But I had not reflected more on the latter, on the last part. He will do everything I want him to do.
但呢，他忽略了后半部，那里说凡事要遵行我的旨意。
You see, this verse is saying that God defines a man after his own heart as a person who will do everything God wants him to do.
神对一个合神心意的人的定义呢，就是凡事要遵行神的旨意的人。
David is a leader who's ready to do what God wants him to do, not just hearing what God wants him to do, but how God wants him to do it, and when God wants him to do it.
大卫呢，是一个准备好随时来到向神服侍的领袖，他不只听到神叫他做什么，而是呢，希望呢，听到神叫他几时做，还有怎样去做这些事情。
This is what it means to have a heart of obedience to God.
这个呢，就是有一颗顺从神的心的意思了。
You know, often God will test our obedience when it doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
通常神呢，会在我们认为不合理的事情上面考验一下我们的。
Abraham's faith in God, his obedience to God, was tested many times.
亚伯拉罕对神的信心和信服呢，被试验过很多次。
Some he did well in, and some he did not.
有些他表现得很良好，有些呢，就不太好了。
In each of the various growth stages of my own church leadership, there have been situations in which my faith and my obedience to God was tested.
在我做教会领导不同的成长阶段里面，有些情况在我信仰和我对神的信服上面是受到考验的。
whether it was as a small group leader, as a fellowship chairman, whether it be as a deacon or as an elder, whether it be as a young pastor, or whether it be applying for the congregational pastor position many years ago, and then most recently applying for the senior pastor position just recently.
无论是作为小组的组长，或者是团契的主席，一个执事、长老，或者是牧师，又或者是申请做这个会众的牧师，或者是主任牧师的职位。
In each of these situations, God allowed certain circumstances to take place so as to test my heart.
上帝在这些情况里面都容许一些事情发生，以致可以试验下我的信心。
To purify my motive.
去净化我的动机。
To strengthen my resolve to see if he could trust me.
去强化我的决心，看看他可不可以信任得过我。
And these situations will not make sense if we obey it a lot of the times.
很多时候，这些情况都不是很合情理的，但我们都仍要信服神。
But they will form your character.
但这些试验可以帮助我们塑造我们的品格。
They'll cause you to cling closer to God and be more intimate with the Lord, as Moses, as David, as Abraham was, and as all leaders down through the ages had to learn in both their lives and in their leadership.
令到你可以更加亲密地与神有关系，就好像摩西、大卫、亚伯拉罕和历代以来很多领袖在他们的生命中和属灵领导上学习一样。
We need to say yes to God.
我们需要跟神说，是啊，主。
It's about obedience and not results.
是关于信服，不是关于结果。
We're called to obey God and leave the results to Him.
我们要求信服神，然后将结果交给神。
He will look after that.
他会照顾其他的事。
And so, dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
are we struggling to obey the Lord in some area of our lives?
我们在生活的一些事情上面，是不是依然挣扎着要信服神呢？
Is God bringing something to your mind that we're just not willing to change or to trust Him with?
他在你的心里面是不是提醒着你有些改变或者要信任他呢？
What is it, Lord, that you're trying to say to us?
神试图跟我说什么呢？
It could be in the area of forgiveness or reconciling, restoring a broken relationship.
可能是关于宽恕、调解或者是恢复破裂关系的事。
It could be in the area of our witness as a child of God, as a leader, as a role model to others that we have influence upon.
又或者可能是我们作为神的儿女，作为领袖，作为影响其他人的榜样，而去见证神的这个范畴。
It could be in the area of our dating relationships, our jobs, our business practices, or in the area of our giving to God.
又可能我们拍拖约会的关系，或者我们的工作，我们的商业活动，或者我们奉献给神的事上边。
What could God be saying to us or through others to us?
神要对我们，或者透过其他人对我们讲些什么呢？
That we're just not obeying the Lord in.
这些事是我们不信服神的。
And so let's just take a moment to come before God today, to be still in His presence, and to hear what He has to say to us.
让我们花些时间来到神面前安静，我们问下神要跟我们讲什么。
I'll just give you about a minute to do so. Just in your quietness of your seat, just open yourself up to listen to the Lord, to what He has to say to us today about a certain area of obedience that He wants us to surrender to Him.
我给你大概一分钟的时间，安静在神面前，看看神要我们有什么地方要顺服，要交给神的。
Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11 says this.
腓立比书二章五至十一节话：你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同夺，同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有神的样，人的样子，就自己谦卑，全心信服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，是荣耀归于父神。
Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you for setting the example for us of living a life obedient to the Father. That though you're God, you humbled yourself and you died on the cross on our behalf.
Oh Jesus, 我们感谢你为我们树立了榜样，过着顺从父神的生活。虽然你是神，但你谦卑自己，为我们死在十字架上面。
We love you, Lord, and we want to take this time to honor you, to receive from you, but to also offer our lives as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you.
主啊，我们爱你，我们尊崇你，希望从你那里得到领受，并且将我们的生命奉献为活祭，是圣洁和讨你喜悦的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.